This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through Psalm 119 with Time for the Lord to Act. Let no iniquity get dominion, righteous forever, you are near, and the sum of your word is truth. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. To deliver me.
Thank you. A reading from Jeremiah chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all the cities of Judah that come to worship in the house of the Lord, all the words that I command you to speak to them. Do not hold back a word. It may be they will listen and everyone turn from his evil way, that I may relent of the disaster that I intend to do to them because of their evil deeds. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law that I have set before you, and to listen to the words of my servants, the prophets whom I send to you urgently, though you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse for all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. And when Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, you shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant? And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and took their seat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, this man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, the Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the words you have heard. Now therefore, mend your ways and your deeds and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will relent of the disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as seems good and right to you. Only know that for certain, that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Last week, I believe Dr. Nordling exhorted each of us not to be a wuss. And it was the example of Joshua that he gave to us as someone that was to be strong and courageous. Today we add seven more names and two representatives of cities to Joshua's in the list of not wusses. John, Duke of Saxony, Elector. George, Margrave of Brandenburg. Ernest, Duke of Lüneburg. Philip, Landgrave of Hesse. John Frederick, Duke of Saxony. Francis, Duke of Lüneburg. Wolfgang, Prince of Anhalt. And then the Senate and Magistracy of Nuremberg and the Senate of Reutlingen. These were those whose names among us, unfortunately, are often forgotten. And yet they are those that stood before emperors and kings and would not be silent. They stood before Emperor Charles V, and they would rather give up their life, or as George, the Margrave of Brandenburg, said, I would rather lose my head than to have the word of God taken from me. And then he proceeded to bow his head forward to the emperor, letting him cut it off. At least as the story goes, Charles didn't say much German, except to his horse. But here he said, not off head, not off head. These princes were willing to lose their lives to defend what they knew to be true at Augsburg 496 years ago today. Today, Today we commemorate these heroes of the faith. I should say these lay heroes of the faith, who not only signed their names to a document, but were willing to defend it on the basis of their honor, their position, their cities. They were willing to lose everything for the sake of what this confession stands for, because they were so convinced that what they were saying in the Augsburg Confession was nothing new. It was the same faith, the same gospel, the same preaching that God had inspired his prophets and his apostles to carry on faithfully by his Holy Spirit. And here today, we are given to commemorate this, to celebrate it, to rejoice in the fact that these have gone before us to carry this forward. But what did they carry forward? What is it that they were actually willing to risk and lose their lives for the sake of? Some of us tend to speak of the entire Augsburg Confession and perhaps even the entire Book of Concord and the entire Christian faith really as coming down to, how is it that you are actually saved? How are you justified? How do you stand before God with a clean conscience? This is what was at stake. What they had been hearing is that they had to do all sorts of things, chiefly tied to the order of the Mass, chiefly tied to the indulgences that were running all among them. It was all getting in the way of the salvation by grace alone, through faith in Jesus Christ alone, who alone justified us by the shedding of his blood. It's in him and him alone. We should, by the way, add another name to this list. That reading today from Jeremiah, he's doing the same thing. Jeremiah also is standing before kings and emperors. He's also standing there willing to let everything be taken from him, but they need to know that his blood will be on them. They will be shedding innocent blood. And in the reading that just follows our reading from today, later on in chapter 26, you will get something similar to not off head. Jeremiah will not be killed. He will be spared barely. But nonetheless, this is an example again for us. Are we willing, like Jeremiah, to stand even before emperors and kings with everything on the line, willing to lose our head, should it come to that, for the sake of this gospel? Dr. McKenzie also preached earlier about the severity of the confirmation vows, that this is for you, as you have yourself has said, until death. Are you willing to stake everything on this confession? Your saints of God, these electors, Joshua before, Jeremiah today, and each of you in your confirmation vows, have this confidence that our entire life, our conviction, our willingness to give everything up is simply because we are tied to the one who did give everything up. The true Joshua, the one who, as he's speaking to his disciples, says, "Who do men say that the Son of Man is?" Do you remember what they said? Some say Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Jeremiah, because he's also sharing in this very life of Christ. This standing before, in Jeremiah's case, not Pilate, but here, Jehoiakim, standing before his king, willing to risk it all, calling him to repentance. Well, the king didn't like it. The Emperor Charles V didn't like it. The Pope didn't like it. And I can guarantee you, whoever it is that you are called to stand before will not like it. And yet, you do not call to repentance just because of your own desire, your own anger, your own frustration. But like it says here in Jeremiah, speak all the words that I command you to speak to them. Do not hold back a word. Jeremiah does this not on his own volition, but by the word of God. These princes risked everything not on their own volition, but by the word of God. You, dear saints, you also risk everything for the word of God, because this Jesus, who did stand before kings and governors, did die, did rise, did ascend to the right hand of the Father, and did send his Holy Spirit to you. So you also be strong and courageous. Know that the Lord is God. He is your confidence. He is your strength. He is the one that will guide you and lead you into life everlasting. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with a willing spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
My lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
In the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. O God, because your abiding presence always goes with us, keep us aware of your daily mercies, that we may live secure and content in your eternal love. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, you preserved the teaching of the Apostolic Church through the confession of the true faith at Augsburg. Continue to cast the bright beams of your light upon your church, that we, being instructed by the doctrines of the blessed apostles, may walk in the light of your truth, and finally attain to the light of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you, my
Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.